What dismal tidings do I hear? The sad destruction of my dear. She's gone and I am left behind to weep and can no comfort find. She set her love upon me so that it has proved her overthrow. And now her death I do lament in bitter tears of discontent. Why did I leave her in despair? Why did I cause her grief and care? Alas, alas, I am to blame. How shall I answer for the same? No tongue is able to express the grief of heart and heaviness which lies upon my spirits here. Alas, my grief is too severe. What protestation did I make that I would not my dear forsake? Yet nevertheless from her I stayed, and this has her dear life betrayed. Alas, alas, my true love Joan, she's gone and I am left alone. To tell the woeful tragedy, the product of her jealousy. Upon the 30th day of May, it seems a loaded pistol lay before her at a time of grief. She shot herself to find relief. She reasoned with herself a while, in hopes thereby to reconcile her passion, but alas, in vain, for in a minute she was slain. The bullet pierced her bleeding heart, death seized her straight in every part. While in her reeking gore she lay, it was a sad and dismal day. Would I that minute had been there, and heard her words of sad despair. I would have stayed her cruel hand, as she with grief did weeping stand. But oh, these wishes are in vain. She's gone, my dear is slain. And in the silent grave she lies, while I remain with weeping eyes. Oh, why did cruel fortune lay that loaded pistol in her way, to give the opportunity to such despairing souls as she? Whene'er I lie me down to rest, I am so much with grief oppressed, that there I startle in my sleep, and wake I can't forbear to weep. You loyal lovers far and near, that shall this sad relation hear, be not so rashly drawn aside, let reason be your rule and guide.